Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with the news that Kyle Walker is facing disciplinary action from the club after breaking the UK government's rules on social distancing amid the coronavirus pandemic. The England defender has apologised for his actions after it was reported over the weekend that he held a party at his home last week. Walker issued a statement that said, "I want to take this opportunity to issue a public apology for the choices I made last week, which have resulted in a story on Sunday about my private life. I understand that my position as a footballer brings the responsibility of being a role model, and as such, I want to apologise to my family, friends, football club supporters and the public for letting them down." A City statement read, "Manchester City are aware of a story in a tabloid newspaper regarding the private life of Kyle Walker in relation to a breach of the UK lockdown and social distancing rules. We are disappointed to hear the allegations. Note Kyle's swift statement and apology, and will be conducting an internal disciplinary procedure in the coming days." Meanwhile, City have confirmed they will not be furloughing any of their non-playing staff due to the coronavirus outbreak. They're the first Premier League club to make that commitment. Five top-flight sides have said they will be placing non-playing staff on furlough, which means the government will pay 80% of their wages while they're not working. City have decided to not take that course of action, and the club say they will remain determined to protect our people, their jobs and our business. Finally, a report in the Daily Mail says that City Spanish star David Silva may be offered a farewell game at the Etihad in the summer if the coronavirus outbreak prevents him from saying bye to the club's fans following his trophy-laden 10-year spell, which has seen him win the Premier League title four times. That's all for now. We'll have more later.